Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Regards to Rabbi Klappel.
For the last couple of years to develop a very beautiful friendship with Rav Yosef, with Rav Joseph, and he's an idealistic person, a sincere, honest, idealistic person. The friendship means a lot to me, and I just feel honored to join the things he's involved in. I was zeicher to come to MTA and join him one night and Fabreg with the Chevra. And I want to say, if we're successful tonight, I spoke to Shlomo and Yehuda in the car. If I speak under 14 minutes, it was a success. I want to sing with the Chevra. I'm sitting here. I want to be present. We have a... You can start your clock now. And I'm going to try in the middle. The main things I want to say together. To look at a room full of B'nai Torah like this. This is awesome. This is awesome. Joseph said it was successful already. Nobody has to make anything tonight. We don't. There's no pressure to create tonight. Yidden like this, B'nai Torah, beautiful people from all different yeshivas, live together in friendship. That's it's been successful already. If we could sing together songs, and I'll ask my friend Yisraeli Rubin popped in. He has a song. I want him to sing what he sang in yeshiva, that first song, in a few minutes. But if we can, the first thing I want to sing together with B'nai Torah is we're holding within 2 weeks of the Zman of Matan Torah Seinu. We're holding within 2 weeks of Kabbalah HaTorah. And I wanted to sing with the Chevra the song, Ki Lekach Toiv Nasati Lachem. I want to say that Hashem entrusted us with a very precious, call it a gift. It's a Lekach, is really like a Mekach, it's a transaction. But He gave it to us, Ba'ayin Yafi, has tremendous trust in us. To sell something that's precious to you, it's usually hard to give away. If I would sell my van means the world to me. My van is part of my soul. Reb Tzaddik says your money is part of your soul. I think we only don't appreciate our money because we're so megushim, because we're so physical, we don't appreciate our money. We view ourselves as body. So if I'm a cup, it's hard for me to appreciate the plate. I feel so separate from it. When we understand we're neshamas, we're a bunch of neshamas here. We have a guf. Baruch Hashem, beautiful. But we're neshamas, so then the guf, the body, is a great gift, and so is our money. The money we have is a gift. If I would sell somebody my van, it would be hard. My van has put in a lot of miles. It's put in, I just, on this trip, got to 130,000 miles in a very short time, in like 2 years. So it's put in a lot of very holy miles. And it means a lot. It's a very precious... I would picture selling that van. It would be very hard to part with. And Hashem Kaviyachal tells us that on the Torah, He gives it to us, it's easy to part with it. And it's easy because He knows we're going to use it right. Ki lekach toiv nasati lachem. It says nasati, even though it's a transaction. Kaviyachal, Hashem sells it to us. We acquire it with amelus. But nasati bayin yafet. Normally, something precious to somebody, they find it difficult to part with it. When we bought the campus for our yeshiva, the one who sold it was very particular who he sold it to. And he really was offered more money, but he sold it to us. He liked what the yeshiva was about, and he kept coming back over the years to see his property. It meant something to him. And it was difficult to part, but if it was used right, he was able to part. And Hashem's Torah is precious to Hashem, and He gives it to us. He gives it to us. The Torah is ours to have opinions on, to connect to in profound ways. And He gives it nasati, ba'ayin yafi. He gives it generously and graciously because He knows we're a people who will use it right. So if we could sing B'nai Torah together, ready, sing. It's not even this one without the guys. Let's start this one, just the voices. Yeah. even get going. I think it would be appropriate. There's the tzaddik Rav Levi Yitzchak Berditchev, a tzaddik who appreciated Yidden. He saw Yidden. We have like man-made terminology. We have man-made terminology. This type of Yid, that kind of Yid, Rav Levi Yitzchak saw through Hashem. He had very godly eyes. And he saw Yidden, the berry of Hashem, the Am Nivra. He saw a Yid not through artificial names. We like call a Chassidish Yid, a Litvish, Svad. These are cute names. And there's such a thing, and there's a place for Messiah. There's a Bachur, there's in this yeshiva, that, and that's all that means something. Reb Levi Yitzchak had the eyes to see a Yid. So I want to say, Charlie, it makes sense. Let's start right away with the Berditchev Nigun. And let's be mispalo that we have an ayin toiv, see ourselves in a beautiful light, and see other yidden in a beautiful light as well.
Yeah.
And we make an Asher Yotzer. We were studying in Yeshiva today, Asher Yotzer. And Asher Yotzer is a bracha mibesari echzel oikat. From a person's body, they can see Hashem. And certainly there's tremendous kindness, so much kindness of Hashem by the way our bodies work. By the sight, eyes, ears, nose, mouth, taste. So much kindness that all of us can experience from Hashem in the workings of our body. It's amazing to me. We eat something and it sends our body like nose. It's a lot of stuff that has to go to a lot of different places in the body. Hashem designed with tremendous chachma, the human body. And we thank Hashem, Asher Yatzer Asa Adam b'chachma. Then we speak about one aspect of the human body, and we end off Baruch Ata Hashem, Roifei Chol Basar. We describe, of course, the one who sustains, the one who keeps our systems running well. Then we add Mafli Lasais, the Pella, the great wonder, and of course we mean the Neshama that's attached, the Neshama that works in sync with our body. Now it's funny, we add that at the end of the bracha, the Mafli Lasais, about the Neshama. It's a bracha speaking about our body. We're focused on the human body. We're focused on the human body. So what is this that we end off Mafli Lasais with the Pella of the Neshama? The bracha is talking about the human body. But a Yid never just sees an empty body. A Yid doesn't see that. A Yid never just sees. Certainly we have bodies that are important, that are precious, that are eternally important. Hashem ultimately will bring the Neshama back to our bodies in Chias HaMesim. But a Yid sees physical, knows there's a Neshama. He sees the soul. Each Yid is endowed with the beautiful Neshama. That's a special light for the whole world. That's a special light for the world as a Neshama that each of us have uniquely, a unique art to bring to the world, to bring a godliness. Hashem gives us all with precious light that we have to share with the world. I want to sing two songs with the Chevra. I want to sing Peel Off the Klippa. But I want us to be mechazik ourselves. We all have klippas. We all have things that block us from seeing our precious souls. And I want to sing it together with Takabi Mispalo, that we should be zeiche to be in touch with our own beautiful light. So let's Takabi Mispalo, that we should be zeiche to see our own beautiful light and see the neshamas of other yid, and see precious in other people. I want to, after this song, I'll ask Sruli to come up. If Sruli, you'll do that song you sang with the Chevra, the Faratzta. You'll do that. So first, let's do that. gathering, we're singing, it's beautiful, and we'll keep singing. All of us want to meet every other person in the room. I don't think we'll have time. Really, we should make every guy get up and like tell us about himself, talk a little about. My name's Daniel Kalish. I could tell you facts and different things. I'm a Mets fan, other weird things. But I want to introduce my friend Rav Shmuley Rubin, who composes many songs. This is not his own, but I want him to sing Ufaratzta. But if I could ask, what is your name? What's your name? Yeah. Reuven, I bet you're from Muncie, Reuven. I bet you have a brother, Ellie. Wow. Reuven and I are friends. Thank you for being here, Reuven. Thank you, Reuven. Thank you, thank you. Yeah. Reuven is Reuven Goldberg from Muncie, a close friend. What's your name?
Jack.
Jack what?
Nutek.
Jack?
Nutek.
From where?
North
Windermere. North Windermere. Wow, excellent. Excellent. You know Reuven Clarkus? What shul do you daven in?
Sometimes Teddy or BK.
Beautiful. I thank, what yeshiva are you in?
DRS.
DRS. I thank Jack, a whole chevru from DRS are here. I thank Jack for being here. Okay, we'll introduce, over the next little while we'll sing together. We'll also ask guys to introduce themselves. Without further ado, let's hear Shmuley Rubin.
Yeah.
A lot is written what it means that Am Yisrael overslept on Shavuos morning. We're a people who love Hashem and love His Torah and want a connection to Hashem. That's the deepest space in a Yid, all our people. And in the Dar Day, a very holy generation, what does it mean they overslept? What does that mean that they overslept? So there's a lot written in Svarim. I just want to share a thought with everybody here. To me, there are two types of Yidden. All the brands, that's not in Hashem's world. It's in Hashem's world. Those are human creations. But in Hashem's world, what He created is a Yid. There's something called a Yid. It's a Yid. And there's a Mashmos. Yesh Mashmot Liot Yodi. It means something. I'm a Yid. It's identity. We're in a generation that people are asking, a remarkable generation. People are saying, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Am I a boy, a girl? What am I? There's a beautiful dir that's asking identity. I don't just want to do. I want to be. I want to find out who I am. And I'm a Yid. Ich bin a Yid. I'm a Yid. That's what I am. It's identity. And there are two types of Yidden. There's a Yid who's awake and a Yid who's sleeping. Only two types of Yidden. There's a Yid who's awake, and we all could be mostly awake, almost awake. There's somebody who's awake to his identity. And then there's a Yid. We all sleep sometimes. Even the Yid at Kabbalah Satayra was a tremendous clarity of who we are. The oversleeping is we were in touch with being sleeping. The parts that weren't there were sleeping. We chapped as either awake and sleep before we thought other things. It says about Kabbalah Satayra, we saw that which is heard, and we heard that which is seen. Are you seeing my voice now? What does it even mean to see that which is heard? And we heard that which is seen. Somebody I'm very close to called me up, and they said, I'm a chassan. I was involved with the shidduch, and I was zero excited, zero. His father, Daniel, your mamish, I drove here with Elio, with a very close friend, Elio Tusk. He feels. He said, Daniel, you're a heart of stone. Here your friend tells you he's a chassan, and not pretending, I wasn't excited. I said, mazel tov, I didn't feel excitement. I realized later, because I didn't see the chassan and kalam. I heard it, I knew he wasn't lying to me, but it's different hearing than seeing. When I saw the chasn and kala together, I was very, very excited. We know there's a halacha, bikur chayim, of visiting a sick person. The Ramban says, it's paskin and shulchan aruch that way, that you're only yaitse bikur chayim if you visit the chayim. I learned the gemara with my father in Adarim, arinik aparis mishkavai. My tata taught me a gemara in Adarim that says you shouldn't visit a chayla the first 3 hours of the day. Because he looks good. The first 3 hours, people look good. And you're not going to pray hard enough for him. Don't visit him the last 3 hours of the day because he looks horrible. He's wiped. And you're going to give up from praying. So visit him those interim hours after the first three and before the last three. Which you see the purpose of Bikur Chayla is to pray. And the Ramban Paskins, to the point it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, if you don't pray for a chayla, you're not yaitse bikur chayla. So then Ruvain, the question begs itself, why visit him altogether? Just pray. And the answer is, if your eyes don't see the chayla, your prayer is not going to be real. You hear somebody sick, you don't pray the same. You see it. Your eyes see it. It's all different. You see it. You look around, you see it. You experience it. What you see is different than what you hear. Says at Kabbalah Satayra, we saw what's usually heard, and we heard what's usually seen. What's Rabbi Kiva, who all of Klal Yisrael is thinking about, says this. What is that? What was this magic show during Kabbalah Satayra? I believe it exists till today. Kabbalah Satayra is a mitzios, the fact of seeing what's heard and hearing what's seen. Till Kabbalah Satayra, people saw another human being as a body. He's a body. He's a body. They saw a body. The soul was like something we only heard about. We heard about it. We saw what we see, the real world, a body. neshama's like, I hear, probably, maybe. At Kabbalah Satayra, people have eternally changed. We're a different kind of people. We see neshamas. We see that which is heard. Normally the neshama is like, I heard about it. We say it. We experience it in each other. A person would have to, in this room, you'd have to be blind not to see souls. This is just, go anywhere in the world to 18-year-olds, 17, 16 teenagers. When we were singing about Ditchevitz, bodies, you're joking. You're kidding me. Room of neshamas. Craving, longing for Hashem, neshamas. We see that which is heard. That's what happened at Kabbalah Satayra. And it happens. Shavuos is going to be, there's going to be a tremendous hashpah of this in 2 weeks. We will have the capacity to actually see what others hear. And what others see, we only hear, means the physical. That others, the real world, we hear about the body is huge. But it's a background. I remember when we moved on to the campus, we moved on to a beautiful, sprawling campus. And a friend of mine, my Rebbe, my kid's Rebbe, a big person, came to the campus. And I was excited to show him the campus, the gym, the fields, the football field. And he was a very nice person. And certainly he wanted to see it and would make me feel good. He said, I need to see the guys. I need to see the chevra. Could we see afterwards first? He wanted to run to the chevra. That which is seen, he heard. That which is heard, he's seen. He's the chevra, the rest is but a backdrop. The rest is but a backdrop. It hosts the Seder, and it's important, and it's precious, and it counts, and it has eternal value, the physical. But we hear what others see. We're not shakua, we're not stuck in it. My father loved this world. My father played tennis, skiing, water skiing. He liked this world. He mamish liked a good piece of meat. He liked song, which is almost in this world. He liked this world. He was a person who learned Yom HaLaila. He learned day and night, night and day, Shas every year. New Shas, you couldn't catch him on a Rashban, on anything. My father went to what's called Hafter. It was Haile at the time. And my father decided he wants to learn Torah. And the rest of his life, he learned, he knew Rambam backwards and forwards. He didn't like somebody saying he's smart. He worked hard. He loved Torah. My parents loved Torah. Learning Torah and teaching Torah. And he liked this world. And it was cool. The world meant something to him. A good baseball game was a blast. A good athlete. But it was so in its place. He heard what was seen. The world was like the prayer. He had like a beautiful... His soul liked this world a lot. He would have liked the gathering, a good piece of chicken, beautiful. It was in its place, not shakua. He wasn't sucked into it. He wasn't. When I see youngsters looking at TikTok, I'm always afraid. I'm so afraid they don't know who to look at to understand the world. My father loved the world, not like these people. My father, mamish, loved the world. They had a beautiful space. Things were precious and important. And in their right space, he was a loymet Torah, who was fire, a big neshama, who learned the hours a day. He learned this in months. I don't learn in months. This guy, in months, I don't learn the hours. My father learned in one day, in months. My father was plugged in every day, learning seven blad, a daf yomi shir, Rosh Koyel giving shir, Rosh Hashiva Besfari Yeshiva giving shir, writing a sefer on Shas, mamish learning. And a good tennis game, he was enjoyed tremendously. The world had a beautiful space. A neshama that worked in this world. We're not a rebellion on this world. We actually just have balance. We have a use, the right use of the world. And that's happened at Kabbalah Satayra. We heard that which is seen. That which others get too sucked in. Somebody's looking at TikTok, they don't understand this world. They don't understand. They don't see the beauty, the value, the usage of the world. My father saw a mountain. He got closer to Hashem. He rafted. He enjoyed Hashem's world. He loved light water rafting. In every hobby of my father, there are hundreds of people that are closer to God. His gashmias became all of our ruchmias. Everybody around him. His gashmias became people's ruchmias because he used it right. That will happen, that Kabbalah Satir. At Kabbalah Satir, we saw that which is heard, the Neshama, the Loimet Tayre, the servant of Hashem, that was his essence. That's such a beautiful backdrop. He heard that which is seen. The world was so beautiful and purposeful and such a good background and such a good assistance for the service of Hashem. That's what happened at Kabbalah Satir. So I want to ask Shlomo Guri. It's a close friend of mine. He's here right now, Shlomo. Somebody who's a beautiful person. He's a Ben Torah. Who takes talents, great fit, and uses them right and shares it with others. And really a walking example of somebody who is a neshama and sees neshamas. My friend Yehuda Krupka. Beautiful person. Beautiful. He lifts us up. Yehuda's connection to Shabbos, to Ruchnius, to a good song, to sing to Hashem. I'm going to ask Yehuda and Shlomo to sing us a song, Awake My Love. It's a song, Purim, I sat with Shlomo. Mamish, that was like my whole Purim, Awake My Love. It's one sugya, Rabbi, I say, let's wake up to who we are. There's two yidden only in the world, the yid who's awake and the yid who's sleeping. The yid who's sleeping is a precious, gorgeous yid, he's just not in touch yet. He's sleeping, we all fall asleep sometimes. And the yid who's awake to who we are, to the Shaman, to a servant of Hashem, to a sincere person who has a beautiful, unique light to shine in this world. So I used up my 14 minutes, Shlomo. Yeah, I went well beyond, but if you've been saying awake, my love.
Yeah.
I want to thank Rabbi Cohn, Megal and Schos Ali Dezakai, for hosting us all to have such B'nai Torah here. It must be a very, very special kehillah. And I thank Rabbi Cohn once again for hosting us all at this amazing. It's just beautiful to be with the Chevra. What is your name? Ami. Beautiful, beautiful. That's a pick a yid and a beautiful benten. His name is Ami, my people. Beautiful. Ami, where do you learn? Hechal Atar, excellent. Rav Steckner's yeshiva. Fantastic, fantastic. We were Zaycha, all of us here, so then we're singing, then I know we're singing now. There was a Rebbe in Hechal, who Hechal just celebrated, Rav Avi Oberlander, right? Oberlander started the Waterbury Yeshiva for 7 years. We worked day and night. You remember Lila? We held it 7 years. We worked day and night, and we started the yeshiva together. And Rabbi Oberlander was a beautiful person, but specifically his love of Shabbos Kodesh. He loved Shabbos. The einegs in his house, not a forced chill. Somebody was saying Shabbos where anybody could talk while I'm talking. If we were making something, you're ruining what we're making. You don't need to make anything in this room. They're yidden in a room singing. I promise you, no, there's no human being alive who can ruin what we have in this room. Talk, don't worry. There's no, you're not ruining. You're talking to a friend. You're assisting this. We're yidden in a room. Rai Oberlander Shabbos, his Einig Shabbos, he had his son do magic tricks. It wasn't the forest chill. His kid was doing magic tricks, flips. Kiki was beautiful. When they sang Ka'echsa, I had never heard the song before. When they sang Ka'echsa in his house Friday night, till today we sing it in yeshiva, he had an awesome attachment to Shabbos. He like came alive. He loved Shabbos Kodesh. He studied the Sefer Nesiv HaShalom, the Slonimer, who everything goes back to Shabbos seemingly in that Sefer. I don't know if he loved Shabbos that got him into the Sefer or the Sefer got him into Shabbos, but both were true. The Einigs in his house Friday night, he has many Talmidim married today. The mark of a Talmud of Rai Oberlander is Shabbos is like off the charts. Yes. Just families together, unforced. There's more hugs in a Rai Oberlander's Talmud home. Shabbos, whatever nice it is during the week, there's more love in the house on Shabbos. Until today, we sing in Yeshiva the song he brought, Ka'ech Seif Noyem Shabbos. A Yid's want, a Yid's drive for Shabbos. So I see Ami's here. This wasn't what I was thinking of singing right now, but he mentioned Hechal HaTeirah. And I thought about Rai Oberlander. We have to sing. Let's pray together for our people. Let's beg Hashem for Achmanis. We have needs in this room. Our people in Eretz Yisrael, Merubim Sarchayamcha. Every hostage, we're thinking about the hostages. We're thinking about the beautiful soldiers, the holy soldiers of Am Yisrael. We're thinking about our people. And let's pray together for the entirety of our people, for all the needs of our people. This is what happens.
Yeah.
just to introduce, right next to me is Menachem Blisko. He is a Ben Torah who came along with a beautiful voice and sings beautifully and is here. I want Elia Leibowitz, who's right behind me, is one of my chavrusas and my chaverim, who's here as well. What is your name? Yes. Danny, the fellow Danny's. Danny and Danny. Where do you learn, Danny? MTA, who's your Rebbe? Right, excellent, Rabbi Mendelsohn, excellent. His father is a Rav in Connecticut, Rabbi Mendelsohn. Yeah. We actually have even a shtickle related, Rabbi Mendelsohn, excellent, excellent. Tavu Chacham, excellent. Honor to meet you, Danny. Thank you for being here. Let's sing together Mashcheni. The Chevron knows Mashcheni. The Gra says Mashcheni Acharecha Ruven. What's the one next to you? Introduce what's next to Ruven. Yes.
Oh.
What's your name? Yaakov. From where do you learn Yaakov? MTA, who's your Rebbe Yaakov? Rabbi? Konigsberg, and by Konigsberg, excellent. Last Fabregi, we had an MTA, he was there at Konigsberg. Excellent. Thank you, Yaakov, for being here. Let's sing Mashcheni. It's, the Gra says it refers to now. From Pesach to Shavuos is Mashcheni Acharecha Narutza, Shloim Alekhia.
I want to welcome
Yisrael Cohen. His voice is a beautiful voice and plays beautifully. Yisrael Cohen, Zeichen, and other friends. I thank Yisrael for being here. Yisrael, please, play with me. Let's do Mashcheni, Yisrael.
We have a
together one of the final songs tonight for this Mesiba, if we could sing Bani Bechasecha Batachti, the great song of our people, David HaMelech. David HaMelech expresses the B'tachin, Bechasecha Batachti, a people who has tremendous faith in Hashem, in the kindness of Hashem that never loses hope. Amidst challenges and difficult situations, it would be one of the defining features. I think this is the song of our people the last 2 years. B'chastecha b'tachti, Rabbeinu Shlomo, we know we're your people. We know you have a tremendous ava for us. B'chastecha b'tachti. And I want to sing that kapitel till M'yagya libi b'shuasecha. We're confident. And we have a tremendous excitement for your Yeshua that we're certain is coming. The great Yeshua of Hashem. So I'd like to sing that. There's another song we sing in Yeshiva that I want to explain. And we're going to sing these two songs as the third and second to last song of this Mesiba. There's words we say, V'avoscha, we daven by Meirib. V'avoscha al kaser mimen, who never take away your love. And why do we say in a second we describe Hashem, an honest question, Chevra. We describe Hashem, Oyev Amo Yisrael, he loves his people. But you have to ask Hashem, what type of prayer? Please don't ever take away your love. And then we describe, Baruch Ata Hashem, Oyev Amo Yisrael, he loves his people. Hashem, always, always, I promise, I'm a father. I don't like my kids when they're good boys. Ridiculous, ridiculous. I love my sons. I love my daughter. I'm excited she passed the road test today. My children are wonderful. To think a parent, I would be nauseous. My son or daughter, my sons or daughter would call me. Say, Tati, can I have some money? I mamish was a good boy this week. Baruch Hashem, my son knows, he never calls me. Could I have money? I was good this week. No sheiches. He's wonderful every week. We love our children. It's not totally that they're doing good. Hashem, it's like, Hashem, I did a good mincha. You're into me now? Hashem's into me irregardless of my mincha. I don't pay him with a mincha. I actually davened a nice mincha because Hashem's into me. But it has nothing to do. It's not your good boy. Hashem loves his people. So what are we praying? Don't take away your love. What are we praying? Ruben, what do we mean? Don't take away your love. Is it negotiable as love? Can you imagine if my kids would say to me, Tati, please don't take away your love? I'd be upset. I must have done averus that they think I'm not going to love them. So what are we saying to Hashem? Don't ever take away your love. It means, my friends, that we're asking Hashem, I should be aware of your love. Of course Hashem loves us, but that's not the point. I get very anxious when people say Hashem loves us. I ask myself, for years in speeches, Hashem loves me, I didn't like it. You know the principle, if the principle you don't feel the love, and they said, I love you, and you're nauseous, not because he doesn't, it just doesn't matter to me, because I don't feel it. When we say Hashem loves us, it means we're capable, kol yachid v'yachid, of amongst us. I am capable, this guy, Dan Kalish, is capable of experiencing Hashem's into me. I can be part of the human experience. And we pray to Hashem, don't ever take away your love, means let me feel it. Let me be present to your love. That's what we're praying to Hashem, because I know you're the Ayyub Amma Yisrael, let me be present. Don't ever take away your love means allow me to have the experience of feeling your love. So let's do that first, then we ask for the Whenever you're ready, let's go. I want to, before the last song, I want to thank Rick Pollack for arranging, you brought together. I want to thank each and every guy. Avi Weiner is a busy, he's a working person, but I'll tell you. Aryeh's here, thank you. Aryeh for being here, Avi Weiner. Got Charlie Brady, the bank teller who brings in the show. Rav Yosef, Rav Joseph, this is like a dream. So thank you. Can I ask, Hassan Ochaim, I want to ask a weird request. This happens to me, it never happened to Shlomo. I spend my day doing meetings, and sometimes you have a table between you. But I feel between two yidn, like, nothing gets in the way. So there's tables here. Nothing gets in the way of two yidn. It's a zamen. But if I could ask, we'll all come to this side, just standing. We'll move the chairs to sing the final song. We have to be standing together. Everybody can come to the front. Let's move the chairs up.
Come around. school. So we need your help clean up or
have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.